Bible.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome once again. It is time now for our community connection. And we're talking 4th of July like a firework. Well, maybe fireworks, plural, because we have Jim Sweezy and Conrad Brandemal in the studio here. And first of all, guys, 4th of July, it would not be the same without the Kiwanis Club. Conrad, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about this 4th of July fireworks that we're having. We've moved the location this year.
That is correct. We have moved from downtown to Sooner Park, and the fireworks are going to be on the 4th on Saturday at 9:45 p.m.
Great. Now, Jim, we've had some fun with Freedom Fest, but we're kind of not using the name so much this year. But it is associated, of course, with the fireworks that the Kiwanis has been famous for.
That's right. We came up with that title probably 10, 12 years ago, and we started adding more and more festival activities and a lot of things to do, good food to eat. This year, because of the virus that we're all facing, we decided we had to drop that several weeks back, and we're still going to have the show, but no festival this year.
Now, Conrad, we want people to watch the show, but we want them to do it safely. How are we going to pull this off?
Well, people are welcome to park anywhere around Sooner Park. We're going to have a perimeter around the fireworks that is regulated, and people will park. Make sure you social distance, and it's up to the participant or the attendees to police themselves.
All right, so very good. You're on independent study a little bit here, and that's okay, but I think a lot of people are going to look out for their neighbor. You know, we've been pretty good about that here in Bartlesville so far on that, I think. And, of course, with the Kiwanis, Jim, we do a lot of things with the club. Club's been around a good long time, and it seems like the Kiwanis touches so many different people in a variety of different ways, scholarships to everything else like that for the kids and everything.
We certainly try to do that. This is our 100th year for our club to be in Bartlesville. So we had some celebration plans for that in the spring, and plans seem to change this year. So, but we do a lot for the kids in the community and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, Conrad, you know what they say about being in business for 100 years? That's a pretty good start.
It is. It is. We've enjoyed serving the children of the community as well as around the globe. And we're here to, you know, we're looking for the next 100 years.
All right. There's so many different projects around and about. And I remember it was just not that long ago. We had the graduations and all the scholarships were being announced for all the different students. And, of course, there are other things that go along with different grade levels, too. We'll get into that maybe a little bit later on. But the big thing is the fireworks show. And, again, we've moved it back to Sooner Park. That seems to be a natural fit. I know downtown was kind of fun and everything, but you're just a little bit more spread out down there.
That's correct. You know, you've got the shade from the trees, you've got the lawn, so it's more of a picnic atmosphere. We were hoping to have the festivities to tie in with, you know, a kind of a picnic atmosphere, but, you know, COVID put a wrinkle in those plans. But hopefully next year we'll be back with bigger and better things for Freedom Fest and 4th of July fireworks. So,
Jim, you know what makes COVID-19 from being a four-letter word? Just a few more letters and a couple of numbers. It's really been a rascal here. Of all the things that Kiwanis does, especially around the holidays, you really let folks know you're around. 4th of July, of course, Christmas with the parade. That was an awesome thing last year to behold. I was telling the guys in the green room, wink, wink, that was the first time I've been to a Christmas parade that I didn't have to wear a parka and I could actually feel my nose by the time it was all done. It was really nice.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
And it's a great setting downtown to have our Christmas parade down there.
Well, we have a beautiful downtown, and that's to be celebrated, too,
in
that realm. So when we also at Sooner Park, and Jim, you were telling me some things about Sooner Junior Mini Golf.
That's right. Our Kiwanis Club has operated the miniature golf course for, this is 19 years, since 2002. And we use the funds from that as part of our funding for the Freedom Fest activities. And by the way, I should mention we do have a premier sponsor this year in Patriot Auto Group. So they are helping us significantly with the cost of the fireworks show. But normally, Sooner Junior provides a lot of our funding for that. And we had a meeting just yesterday, a special meeting of our board of directors, and we decided because of all the issues with the virus, and some of our volunteers that normally operate that, we're not able to open right now. We were planning to open Friday night this week, and we just don't have the staffing levels to be safely operating that right now. So we're going to have to delay any opening this year, and we're hopeful to do that later on.
Well, you know, I was kind of hoping it would be, oh, hey, it's, you know, all hands on deck, we're going to be doing it. But you know what, Conrad, it's better to be safe than sorry in this sense, especially when our young kids are involved.
And, you know, all our activities rely a lot on sponsors, and we're just happy to have Patriot as our premier sponsor. We have other sponsors like Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips as sponsors as well, and Stride Bank also heard and kind of pitched in. So we're happy for all of our sponsors. And, you know, Sooner Junior has sponsors, and the Christmas Parade has sponsors. We couldn't do it without the community and support of our local vendors and companies and, of course, volunteers. So we're very appreciative for the community.
Now, Jim, you're the fireworks show coordinator. How do you find the right guys and gals to make the things go boom?
Well, I think we've had three or four different contractors over the years since 2002. Mm-hmm. This group is out of the Tulsa area in Imperial Fireworks. They have been shooting the shows at the Tulsa Drillers, baseball games, and many other big shows in the Tulsa area for a number of years. But they've done a great job. The last 3 years, I believe they've done our show downtown and done a great job. So we appreciate working with them and get a lot of good comments about the show.
Well, you know, you got to stick with what works. And if it works well, it works well. You might as well just continue the good relationship and everything else.
Right, right.
Now, Conrad, we're going to be doing this in association with the radio station. I'll be out there on our sister station, and that will be KYFM. We're going to play a little patriotic music. So, folks, you know, if you are parking your car right around the park in the area, you know, crank it up to 100.1 FM, and you're going to hear some great patriotic music as we shoot off the fireworks beginning at 9:45. And bring that pocket radio with you. I don't know if anybody's got a Walkman anymore. But if you do, or you can just listen on your app on your phone, it will be a lot of fun. Now, when we talk about the show, you were talking about a safety perimeter. That is so folks don't get anything falling on them.
That's correct.
And as well as germs, too.
Yeah, their fireworks are regulated, especially since we're going to be shooting off 6-inch shells. And so the firework company, as well as the fire department, requires a certain perimeter distance of 450 feet radius around the event. So we will mark it, and we request people not enter that area.
You know, Jim, that sky out there is big. You know, you don't have buildings or you don't have streetlights kind of impeding your view. Now, I've not seen the fireworks at Sooner. I've only been in town for about a year, a little more than a year. But I do remember seeing as a child at the old ballpark in my little town. This is going to kind of take me back a little bit because you got that big, dark sky in the background. And it's going to be the beautiful background for all the sparkles and the entertainment that's going to come. It's going to really, really be a nice palette for that display.
It should be a great atmosphere. And for those that may be new to the community and aren't aware of a good place to park out there, there are several parking lots when, unfortunately, Sunfest had to cancel this year. Mm-hmm. But there is a big parking lot right along Madison Boulevard, and people can park there, and that's a great viewing place right there. So they could open up their tailgate and watch from their vehicle, or they can pull a lawn chair out. And in addition to that big parking lot on top of the hill, where the Madison School used to be located. It was torn down because of structural issues a few years ago. But there's still a parking lot there, and that'll be right at the edge of our safety zone. So if you want to be close and looking straight up at the show, you can park right there. There are more parking areas around the corner at the mid-high. There's a big parking lot over there. Mm-hmm. And
I forgot about that. That is a large parking lot over there.
That's right.
Yeah. So you really will get a great view from just about any vantage point, won't you?
All around the neighborhoods in that area. If you can get a view of the Sooner Park area from a neighborhood, boy, that's a good place to watch.
Conrad, do you guys have a Facebook page or maybe a website where folks can visit to learn a little bit more about Kiwanis?
BartlesvilleKiwanis.org.
Well, that's easy enough.
Yep. And you can just Google it, you know, Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, and it'll find our Facebook page or our website.
Now, if I remember correctly, the last time I was there, I did do a little digging around on your nearly 100 years of service to the community. There's a highlight section on there, it would appear, if I remember correctly.
I believe there is, yes.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of activities. You know, we've done the fishing derby, and unfortunately, I think this... We rained out last year, so this might be the last time we do the fishing derby. We're trying to stay with our core things like Sooner Junior, Christmas Parade, and Freedom Fest. So,
well, they all seem to work, and good luck on this venture. I know next year with the Happy 101 that things will probably be a little bit different, and hopefully we can stay back to normal. I'm saying that with guarded optimism, but I'm pretty sure. I got a lot of faith in the folks of this area. We seem to take care of ourselves pretty good. Sure. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for being here, Conrad, Jim, and don't be strangers. We'll see you out there Saturday night, nice and late instead of bright and early for the fireworks. Don't forget the send-off at about 9:45, but I would say hang near the area just a little bit before that, you know, safe distance, make sure you get yourself a good viewing perch. Gentlemen, again, great to having you on board. And this has been our Community Connection on K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Kneecamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Kneecamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.